listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
What God is doing now is going to prove to you that He is God in your life after He does this. He said, I'm not waiting on your faith to do it. Because you have none. You've already confessed. Look at me. Look what's going on with me. But He said, I'm going to do it, glory to God. Then you will know your faith will start rising. So God says, I'm going to go in reverse. I'm going to show you how much I love you by giving you a miracle. And from the miracle, you'll begin to understand that you're loved by me deeply.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, My Name is Victory. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 through 14.
The world may give up on you, but God will never give up on you. I don't care what they think. God will never give up. He's married even to the backslider. And I'm here to change this in your mind. This helpless mentality has to go back to the pits of hell from where it came from. The Bible said He took her home. Ephesians 5 said the woman is sanctified by the man. I believe He took barrels of water and doused it on her as He was confessing to her. You hurt me. You hurt me real bad. To do what you did, you hurt me. But I still see value as He's washing her hair out and making her self-esteem come back and putting lotion in her body and making sure she has everything she needs. Man may give up on you, but God will never give up on you. God loves you in spite of what you've done, and He will wash you out. He will wash your mind. He will wash your body. He will wash your spirit. He'll make sure you have a new start again. Put one foot before another. That not make you a slave like the world would do. He didn't make her a slave. He set her free. He gave her the valley of Ochre, hallelujah, as an inheritance. I'm not going to make you a slave. I'm not going to walk you around the bed. I'm going to set you free and make you the queen that I always know you can be. Can somebody say amen? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but somebody need to shift your mentality. Your name is not Victor. Your name is Victory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Clap your hands, all ye people. God is not intimidated with your true condition. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. 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 We need to move forward. Look at verse 11 again. Then He said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, Our hope is lost and we are cut off. We ourselves are cut off. Now God is saying, you got to get this, that I hear the conversation in the bones mind. This is what my bones are saying within themselves. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we are cut off. We ourselves are cut off from the commonwealth. We've gone too far. There is no hope for me. I'm out there. Does that sound like faith? Does that sound like faith? Come on, church. Does it sound like faith to you? Yet, even though there's no faith in the bone, it doesn't change his love for the bone. For you faith teachers that want to say you can't move God at all, you got to kick in the love of God now. Because when your faith is not there and he loves you, he'll make up the difference. And I'm here to decree and declare that God is shortening the distance between your lack of faith and his love for you. And he's still pulling you forward. I'm pulling my future. I'm pulling the wealth of my future into my now. And I'm pulling from the love of God. I don't have to achieve this on my own. He's going to make sure, because he loves me, that even though I'm not speaking well, and I'm not looking well, and my condition is dry, very dry, almost helpless, he's still going to make up the difference. Why? Because he loves me. And I need you all to get this. Some of you all think God loves you because you're that. But before you were born, he loved you in your mother's womb. That's why you were born. He loved you before people ever saw. He loved you before you could sing. He loved you before you could preach. He loved you before you could evangelize. He loved you before your first, second, or third, or fourth marriage. He loved you when you made your worst mistake. He loves you then. He loves you now. And he's going to love you in the future. Write it down in your notes. God knows the private counsel you have within you or within your own mind. He knows the conversations that you're having within your own mind. If I said to you, I want you to go on I-95 and step out in front of the first semi truck that you see, what would you say to my counsel? I heard somebody say, hell no, something like that. Y'all in the house of God, you don't supposed to say that. Hell, what? Man, we need to salvage. Lord, save us, please. Would you ugly? You're unattractive. What would you say to that? If I say you're all shriveled up and you're not worth anything, what would you say? You get mad at me, right? What kind of preacher is that? So why do you listen to yourself say the same thing? Explain it to me. You said to yourself, I'm ugly. You said to yourself, I wish I could die. You said to yourself, I'm wrinkled. I'm unattractive. You said it about yourself. God knows those conversations. You get mad at me if I said it, or somebody else said it, or if a white man and you're black said it, or if you're a black man and a white man said, call them racist. But what do you say about yourself? Your words do more damage to you than what anybody else could say. And they're hidden. And no one knows it. But God knows it. You said it to yourself. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. Pessimism. And we're cut off from our parts. We have no inheritance. I don't care what your daddy said or what he did. I don't care what mama didn't leave you. You're not cut off because of the love of God. I don't care how your sister treated you, your auntie treated you, you're not cut off because you still got the love of God. I don't care what happened to you last year, the year before that, and the year before that. You still have luster and have hope, glory to God, and a purpose in your life because God still loves you. And you need to focus on the love of God. Verse 12. Therefore prophesy to them. Ooh, I've already been prophesying. Therefore prophesy to them, Ezekiel. Zeke, I want you to prophesy. Zeke, I want you to prophesy. Thus saith the Lord God. Behold, O my people. Notice, he does not say you're not my people. Even though you're in this bad condition, you're mine. God says, though you say I'm cut off, I'm letting the world know these are my people. And I'm letting you know you're still mine. You're still part of my team. Look at the word. Thus said the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of promise, into the land of Israel. Write it down. There was a word from the Lord that will meet you at your worst condition. And there are people in this room, you about to make the biggest mistake of your life, or you feel like you already have. And God is meeting you at your place of need with a word. There's a word from the Lord. Write it down. There's also a prophetic voice in the midst of you. There's a prophetic voice. There's also an apostolic counsel that's in the midst of you. Lord, well, what difference does that make? Let me tell you something, man. God can shift the situation with a prophetic word. Stop looking at your condition. Stop looking at what you see. Listen to the word of the Lord and let God pull you up out of a grave. Speak to my people and tell them this is prophesied to them. Forward telling them, I'm about to open your graves. Write it down. That iron curtain, that iron clutch, that iron system, in the name of Jesus, I'm decreeing and declaring it, it is now broken and made to become open in your life. So let me just help you with this. Whatever's been holding you, I'm prophesying to it that at this moment is being broken in the name of Jesus. At this moment, your grave is not just that 6 feet under. Your grave can be a mental one. You lost your dream. And it is a bone dried up. And you can't thrive anymore. It's not breathing anymore. Some of us have no hopes and no goals. I'm coming against that in the name of Jesus. Some of us feel bad in ourselves because we compare ourselves with others and feel like we never contributed anything. I'm coming against that mind in you. Get yourself together. You need to stop acting like that and start putting your confidence in the love of God. He loved you. He loved you. He loved you. He loves you. He loves you. He kept you from death. And if you can breathe today, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. That iron clutch is broken in Jesus' name. And that which is closed is now opened. Jesus spoke it to a man who had deaf ears. He said, Abatha, which means to be open. And I'm saying it to you, Abatha, be opened in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Look at verse 13. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out or from up from your graves. I brought you up from your graves. Write it down. Then you will know that God is God after he does this. What God is doing now is going to prove to you that he is God in your life after he does this. He said, I'm not waiting on your faith to do it. Because you have none. You've already confessed. Look at me. Look what's going on with me. But he said, I'm going to do it, glory to God. Then you will know your faith will start rising. So God says, I'm going to go in reverse. I'm going to show you how much I love you by giving you a miracle. And from the miracle, you'll begin to understand that you're loved by me deeply. I'm about to promote you and move you into another dimension because I love you. It has nothing to do with you right now. It's because I chose you. from your mother's womb to be special in the kingdom of God. Then you will know that God is God after he does this. Glory to God. After he brings you out of this, you're going to know he's God. You've made many mistakes and you try to hide them. But after he pulls you out of this grave, you'll know that he's God. You don't have to hide anymore. You can stand fully in the light. Glory to God. After he elevates you, then you will know that your relationship is solidified. This is what he's going to do. He's going to elevate you first. He's going to pull you up out of it. Then you'll get a faith, a charge. Because right now you don't have no faith. It's a helpless situation. Thank you, God. But he's going to do it in reverse for you. I preached it this morning. Rise up. I'm preaching it today. My name is Victory. Not because I'm victorious. It's because of his love. I'm going to elevate you. Then you'll know that I am your God. Why is he doing it? Just because he loves you that much. There are people under the sound of my voice that never feel love. You feel like you always give way more than you receive. God says, I can see it. I see that measure. I can see that measure. You're always the one that's concerned about everybody else. I can see it, and I'm going to bless you. Thank you, Lord. Verse 14. Not only am I going to pull you up, you'll know. But he says, I will put my spirit in you. And you shall what? You shall live. This is a total reversal from the condition that you were in when we first had this conversation. I'm going to put my spirit in you and you will live. In other words, there is a life beyond just breathing naturally. There's a life that spirit breathes. Some of you, if I gave you $100 or $1,000, you'll shout until next month. Because your life is the money. That's your God. If you serve the true and living God, when he sees a need, he'll make sure that he prospers you. If you start sowing seed, you'll never have a dry day. I said if you start sowing seed. I'm not talking about giving people money when you pull up in a car and they're standing on the corner holding out a can. I'm talking about bringing it to your job. When you start sowing into the right fields, you're going to start seeing the field produce a harvest. If I throw my seed on that highway out there, do you think I can say, God, I sowed it on the highway, and because I sowed it on the highway, you're supposed to bless me? You would say you should be smarter than that. That is not soil. What if I sowed it into a rock pile? You would say, that's not the right soil. You should have thought about it before you sowed your seed. Some of you are sowing into cans and the people that are riding along the parkway and into poverty. You feel like you're doing something, but you don't understand God. You got to sow it into a field. You got to sow it into the right field, a field that's fertile. Glory. And when you do, you'll begin to pull a harvest about it. And then you give alms after he's blessed you to the poor. But you give your seed to God. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you will know. Then you shall know that I am. That I, the Lord, has spoken it and performed it. Please write it down. The spirit is moving. The spirit is hovering and saturating. The spirit is lifting. The spirit is moving, hovering, saturating and lifting, even raising and elevating. Even now as I speak, it starts with your mind. Glory to God. I'm going to put my spirit on you. You will live. That's the God kind of life. And I will place you in your own land. That means I'm going to move. If God is moving, he's going to move you. Expect some unusual occurrences. Okay? I'm talking about new home occurrences. After this message, I'm talking about you buying a home when you couldn't buy it before. I want you to expect. I know prices are going crazy. Listen, God's going to got something for you can afford. God is not worrying about that. There are people who will look at you and come down $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for you. God is going to make it, he's going to make it real for you. He's going to make it available for you. He's moving you. Notice what the scripture, I'm prophesying, and I'm going to prophesy until I'm finished. You shall live, and I will place you in your own land. You're going to have your own property. You're going to have your own zone. You're going to have your own garden. It's not going to be somebody else's. You're not paying rent. You're paying your owner. He's going to let you get the deed to it. He's going to move in such a way, it's going to blow your mind. He's going to move beyond what the normal says. He's going to move beyond what people says. God says, I'm going to make you victory in the midst of it all. I'm going to change it in the midst of it all. I'm going to do it right before your eyes in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying it, and it is so in Jesus' name. You will have your own. You will have your own. Thank you, God. And when you have your own, your prayers will change. You'll say, from this place. Glory to God. From this place. Say that, from this place, this weary place that I've been, this place, from this place that you blessed me with, I can see the world different. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bishop, I don't have enough money. You sit down. You still talking like that bone. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This is him shifting. I'm doing it. He says, I'm changing things. I'm raising you up. I already know what you're saying in your mind. I'm dried. I'm cut off from my part. There's no way it can happen. Stop talking to yourself and listen to the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit is moving, but he's also hovering. And usually when the Spirit hovers, he's waiting on a connection with the Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was up without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. The Word has hovered over the face of the water. He was there all the time, hovering, waiting on God to speak the Word to ignite change. Let me tell you something. God is hovering over some dark spots in your life, waiting for you to connect with the word of the Lord, and he'll manifest his goodness. But he's already hovering over the deep, dark spots. Nobody can see it, but you know it's there. He usually goes in without even being detected or even having to say something himself and hover over the darkness, like depression. He's hovering over depression. And a word is going to connect with it, and that darkness of depression has to go. I can keep going with it, but he's hovering. And when God hovers, you need to learn how to sit down and wait on the Lord. You're not going to change your posture. You're not going to let doubt, fear, and unbelief come in. He just wants you to hover and speak in tongues if you don't know what to say. Just speak in tongues. Stop speaking doubt and speak in tongues. It's better for you. And for all of you who don't believe in speaking tongues, maybe you haven't gotten to the dark spot yet. Thank you, Jesus. You can get so down, you're speaking more than language, more than one language. You can be in so much pain, you'd say more than Jesus. Shout out, shout. Shout out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen it all in the hospital. Ow! I've seen people who are pride get sharp pain. Jesus. Woo! I don't believe in God sharp. Jesus, my God. You'll call his name one way or the other. I see the Spirit saturating as well. That means he lingers, but he's not in the darkness. You've been so dry, he just can't wait. He can't wait for the word to come. He automatically starts moistening, putting moisture in your atmosphere. You're so dry that every time you go through a door, it is like you have to cram your way through. Every time you go through a situation, there's a grind. But God told me to tell you, he's about to saturate the moment. with some spiritual oil. I notice people are laying oil on the altar. They're beginning to do that. And obviously the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. So you need to bring, if you want to, bring some pure olive oil and put it on the altar, because God is saturating it even now. And I'm believing God, as the oil is flowing, glory to God, you're going to begin to see not a grind as you transition. It won't tear your flesh as you transition, but it will be smooth, fluent transitions from one level to the next. Can somebody say amen? But the Spirit is also lifting, number one, out of graves or small shallow graves, which are ruts. So some of you said, well, that's not me, I'm not in a cemetery. But you've been in this rut for 15 years, this same rut. The same rut for 15 years, no movement at all. God is lifting you up out of it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, my name is Victory. Log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-1711. That's reference number 2207-1711.
Abishai Inspired Men will meet this Saturday, December 10th at 9 a.m. All men are invited to join Bishop and special guests in person or online for this month's fellowship. And men, don't forget that registration is now open for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. It is almost time. Yes, it's nearly time for the Christian Education Department's Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 worship experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9. So come early to get your seat.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Your help is failing too.
That's right.